Love is in the air. No, and so is the aroma of chocolate. So yes, today is the day of love and romance, observed for centuries in Western cultures, affirmed by the guilt-imposing declaration of card companies and florists. So it's the day we are supposed to give our special someone a small token of our affection, a box of chocolate, vintage designer jewelry, exotic eau de toilette, a small diamond, a small Mercedes, or the best one of all, a bacon cookbook. And then we're supposed to go out to a special dinner at our favorite restaurant, actually, which what my partner and I are doing for this evening. Is wonderful that my partner is able to come down to celebrate Valentine's Day with me, but I also, knowing him, it was just as much to come down and get chocolate. So this is the day we're supposed to express our love for those around us that are important in our lives, our spouses and our partners, our children, our friends, our dogs and our cats. But what's important is the foundation for all of this love comes from a love we rarely think about or rarely express. I love me. I think I'm grand. I go to the movie just to hold my hand. I sit right through the second show just because I love me so. I love me. I'm wild about myself. I love me. I love my picture on the shelf. You may not think I look so good, but methinks I'm divine. It's grand when I look in my eyes and know I'm mine, all mine. So yes, I am talking about today self-love, the origin of love for anything or for anyone else. If we don't love ourselves and express a love for ourselves, we, I think, are incapable of loving anything else. Now, most of us have probably never thought much about self-love, or we find it odd to contemplate this idea of self-love. It's probably so complicated for us because the idea of self-love is not something that pops up in our mind. One of our biggest obstacles to even thinking about self-love is our tendency to self-criticize. Now, some of us scold ourselves or say that, you know, how dumb can I be when we do something? But also, unfortunately, many people go further and have a tendency to think that they are unworthy of love and live with that. Another challenge to self-love is the constant barraging that we get in this world through advertisement that to feel or to be good, to be perfect and content with ourselves, we have to have outside things. We have to have material things. We have to have those small or big Mercedes. I think, but the main problem that people have with this idea of consciously thinking about loving ourselves is that from our earliest age, we learn that the idea of self-love is something bad. Self-love has a bad rap in our society. It's often talked about as a moral flaw, equated with vanity or selfishness and pride, capital P, pride, the first and the greatest of the seven capital vices. The Greek philosopher Cicero considered those who love themselves to be doomed to failure in the end. Parents admonish their children. I bet you we all can remember our parents saying something about not talking about yourself. Parents admonish our children to not talk about, not brag about their accomplishments. I mean, it's okay for the parents to brag, but it's not okay for the child to talk openly about their accomplishments. I guess that is unless the parent has given the okay by nudging them along so the parent can sort of brag without bragging, you know. Bill, why don't you tell everyone about the debate that you won yesterday? That kind of stuff. So we're taught at a very young age that we should not talk about ourselves in polite conversation. But not everyone denounces self-love. Augustine, as in St. Augustine, considered the sin of pride just to be a perversion of normal self-love. Modern psychologists say that loving and accepting oneself is part of good mental health. Eric Fromm argued that people must first have self-love if they're going to love other people. So I'm one of those people that's firmly on the side of the people who say that self-love is good. Self-love is healthy. It's not selfish. It's not self-indulgent. Loving oneself is not narcissism. Narcissism is a whole nother animal. It's people who have taken self-love to the extreme and it turned out to be extremely selfish and just craving admiration. That is not true self-love. That is a mental illness. Self-love and its cousin, self-esteem, is more than just good. It is actually vital. It is vital to fulfill and have a mentally healthy life. As psychologist and author Tess Marshall says, the most important decision of your life, the one that will affect every other decision you make, is the commitment to love and accept yourself. It directly affects the quality of relationships, work, and faith. It influences who we pick for a mate, the image we project at work, and how we cope with problems in life. So what is self-love? Well, let's look at what it's not to begin with. What it's not is the interpersonal exchanges that are all about yourself, or liking yourself so much that you regularly brag about what you are doing or have a grandiose view of your talents and skills. You can imagine, if you remember Sir Lancelot singing as he's riding on the horse in the movie Camelot, "C'est moi." The ultimate of self-love taken to the extreme. So all those truly are displays of not self-love, but displays of insecurity. And it's most definitely not constant self-observing, navel-gazing that we often hear about in some of the armchair psychologists or feel-good websites. And it certainly is not. All of the postings that people put on Facebook about what they're doing, or pictures of the food they're eating, as if they think anyone cares that they're eating lobster someplace. Rather, self-love is an appreciation for yourself, appreciation for what we do in our everyday normal life. It is a realistic love affair with yourself. It's having regard for our own well-being and having a workable and reasonable level of confidence and self-awareness. It's being comfortable in our own skin. It's recognizing our limitations and difficulties, as well as openly recognizing, at least to ourselves, all of our talents and skills. But loving ourselves isn't a one-time event. It's not a destination. It actually is an ongoing process. It's a practice. Self-love is dynamic. It grows and deepens by actions. And it's just more than just pampering ourselves or treating ourselves to new clothes or a new car. And it's definitely not something that we get by reading inspirational books. Self-love grows and is strengthened from actions that support our physical, psychological, and spiritual lives. So we grow and strengthen self-love in a variety of ways. We strengthen self-love by being mindful of what we think, what we feel, what we want to do. And then we can act on that knowledge rather than acting upon what other people tell us we need to think or do. We can deepen self-love by intentionally and with purpose and design go about our lives so that we don't step into bad habits or habits that are imposed upon us. We reinforce self-love when we practice good self-care, physically taking care of ourselves, mentally taking care of ourselves, having a solid appreciation of the self and a realistic self-love is really important. It's really important for us to be conscious of ourselves and to be conscious of love for ourselves. First, it's important because loving ourselves enables us to love others. When we're comfortable with ourselves, we are able to freely give out love, pass it along, pass love along. We cannot demonstrate patience with others if we're not patient and kind with ourselves. We cannot show mercy and compassion to others if we are critical of ourselves. We cannot truly love another if we reject ourselves. If we treat ourselves in unforgiving, with an unforgiving and bitter spirit, it would make sense then that we do that to the rest of the world, because we don't know how to do anything else. And when we truly love ourselves, we are able to accept love because we know and can understand the power of that emotion. We can deal with that emotion. The second reason that loving ourselves is important is because it is a key component, maybe the key component, to spiritual development. Now, for many people, the concept of spirituality includes feeling at home in the universe, feeling benevolently connected to all that exists and to some sort of ultimate purpose, whatever that may be, whatever we might want to call it. Peace and harmony with yourself, with oneself, is a precondition to finding peace and harmony with anything else. A person's spirit cannot be benevolently connected to the universe before it is lovingly connected with itself. If we love and accept ourselves as worthy creations, we can be compassionate with ourselves and in that way be open to the spiritual. And I think that's what spirituality is all about, being comfortable with ourselves, loving ourselves so that we can feel love and connection with the universe. So loving ourselves enables us to love others. Loving ourselves gives us a foundation for spiritual connection with the universe. So self-love is actually a gift. It's a gift to ourselves. It's a gift that makes good mental, emotional, and spiritual health. And such a gift warrants thanks. So gratitude for who we are, for our being, is definitely in order. Now, for most of us, it's easier to, and it feels more natural to thank others for things that they do for us. Our family, our work colleagues, our friends. Many of us do take time, or almost all of us take time, to give thanks to other people for what they do. We appreciate others and for what they do for our lives. But one thing in the world that we probably don't take time to truly appreciate is ourselves. That may seem odd to say thank you to ourselves. You know, Bill, you're great. Why, thank you. No, don't mention it. You really are. It's sort of odd to even think about giving yourself thanks, but it's really important, because when we thank ourselves for our skills, for our outlook, for our good actions, for our efforts to become a better person or our whatever part of our character, we are actually reinforcing the good characteristics in our lives. Having gratitude for who we are as we are, recognizing that we may have a few not so good aspects, as well as probably a lot of really good aspects to our lives, is a powerful way for making us feel better, keeping us feeling better about ourselves. Being thankful for all the good things about us helps us focus on the positive in our lives, keeps us from wandering into the negative side of thoughts. Actually, studies have shown that, and I think as I mentioned in my blurb about this sermon, this is where the idea for this sermon actually came from. Studies have shown, I heard a story on NPR about a couple of studies that are being done, that people who express gratitude for themselves and for their lives, even when their lives have not been all happy, even when they may be living with pain or having misfortune or something like cancer, even having those problems in life, when people are thankful for themselves, thankful for their lives, they seem to have a more fulfilled and very often a longer life. Because grateful people generate a lot less self-stress that causes or exacerbates health problems. So on this Valentine's Day 2016, besides giving that token of affection to someone special, how about also reflecting on how we can grow in loving ourselves and promise to make that a habit of loving yourself, of working to love yourself, and for giving thanks for who you are. Oh, and one more thing on this Valentine's Day. Be sure to pass love along. Actually, that's what love is. Love is passing the beautiful feelings, the emotions, on to someone else that is generated out of ourselves, out of our own spirit, out of our own soul. Having the world filled with love, sweet love, does not improve the world just by having that emotion if it stays passive. Love cannot be a passive emotion to be of any value. For love to be real value, for love to improve the world, to make the world a better place, it must be active. Must be active in passing it on and making another person happy. It must be active in passing love on by helping other people. So taking an action to improve the world, to improve the life of another person, to improve the life of other people in various ways, is actually giving them our blessing. Is giving a blessing in the broadest sense to the world.